This is KUT. A federal court in San Antonio is hearing arguments today about whether Texas should have federal supervision when it redraws political districts in 2021. Groups that challenged the state's 2011 maps argue state lawmakers have a history of discriminating against minorities and that the state should have to prove new maps don't discriminate. KUT's Ashley Lopez has more.
This is part of a larger challenge to the state's 2011 redistricting efforts. In that case, judges ruled Texas lawmakers intentionally curbed the political power of minority voters in the state. Michael Lee with the Brennan Center for Justice says plaintiffs are now invoking a rarely used part of Section 3 of the Voting Rights Act called a bail-in. He says it would require Texas officials to get preclearance, which means getting approval of political maps from the federal government, before they are used in elections.
The burden would be on the state of Texas to prove that the maps weren't discriminatory and hadn't reduced minority voting power. And that's a huge power shift, right? It sort of puts the burden on the state instead of on individual plaintiffs and individual voters.
Lee says this is uncharted territory because no state has been put under federal preclearance in this particular way. State officials are arguing it's not necessary, though, because those 2011 maps were changed years ago. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.